cigarettes, spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H, and Cool cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L,
the only cigarettes that give you valuable premiums, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Bow, and the sensational swing of Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. Their first number is How Could You? Edith Wright will sing.
Winter's gone, spring is here. Some old habits, like winter clothes, ought to be put aside. Try something new and better, like Raleigh cigarettes. Raleigh's are a different, distinctive blend of fine Turkish and domestic tobaccos that cost no more than any other popular-priced brand. And Raleigh's offer a choice of plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you like a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cool. None of the full-bodied tobacco goodness is lost. But the mild menthol does make each puff soothing to your throat.
Remember, only Raleigh's and Cool's carry valuable coupons good in the United States for beautiful, useful premiums. Every carton has extra coupons. Smoke these union-made cigarettes. Save the coupons and get those premiums. Well, it certainly looks like a big night. Boris, the crazy Russian, is giving a housewarming, and everybody's going. The Baron and Charlie arranged to meet at the Times Square subway station, and here we find them just getting together. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Well, here I am, Baron. Over here, see?
Look, Charlie.
What?
Everybody runs for those papers.
For the papers, eh?
The whole country is baseball crazy.
Baseball? Has it gotten you yet?
Yeah, it's gotten my whole family.
It has, eh?
Yeah, for dinner last night, we had baseball pancakes.
Now, what in the world are baseball pancakes?
They're made with a batter.
Oh, yeah, with a batter. Baseball, I see. Yeah.
Then my wife spent the whole evening sneaking around with a fly swatter.
Fly swatter? What's that got to do with baseball?
She was knocking out flies.
Knocking out flies,
yeah.
Eh?
Then I went to bed and I dreamed I was a baseball player.
You dreamed you were a baseball player?
I must have.
Why?
I pitched and tossed all night.
Well, that certainly was a baseball evening.
You know something funny?
What?
Even our doctors, Our doctor, you know.
Your doctor, yes.
He's a baseballer.
Is he really?
Yeah, he came to see my mother-in-law, and when he found her tonsils and her appendix were out,
yeah,
he called in a specialist.
Because they were both out, he sent for a specialist?
Yeah.
Well, how does that prove he has the baseball spirit?
It was 2 hours, and...
And what?
So he called in a pinch hitter.
A pinch hitter, yes. Well, did you see any celebrities at the opening game Tuesday?
I saw the greatest screen lover of all time.
Greatest screen lover?
Yeah, Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante?
Yeah.
He's a great screen lover with that face?
It's that face that makes him such a lover.
Well, how do you mean? Well, come on, tell me.
What a kisser.
What a kisser.
And you know something else?
What?
Walter Winchell was there.
What was he?
You know that the fellow that prize movie was named after?
A prize movie was named after Walter Winchell?
Sure.
What was the name of it?
The Informer.
The Informer. That's very smart, Baron. Go on. Go on through the turnstile. I've got nickels.
Thank you.
Okay, Baron. Come on. Here. Here's our train.
Broadway
coming in now. Come on.
Broadway Express. Watch the doors. Watch the doors.
Take your time, will you?
I got a seat,
Charlie. You got a seat, all right. You got a seat. Well, come on, Baron. Give this lady your seat.
Oh, thank you.
What is that?
You must be on the Bronx Express.
Oh, by the way, at the club last night, I was in a beer drink contest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who came in second?
Okay. Never mind about that, but I wasn't so lucky at cards. So could you let me have another 10 spot until next week?
You know something, Charlie?
What?
Last night I had a dream that all the radio programs were talking.
Yeah?
And one of them said, Baron, don't lend Charlie any more money.
Well, now, what radio program said that? Come on, tell me.
The Voice of Experience.
The Voice of Experience. That's not a very nice
thing. Hey,
look, everybody, it's the Baron Munchausen who answers your question.
Look, Charlie.
Yeah.
Look at that, huh?
Who is it?
A whole bunch of my fans.
Oh, yeah.
Just listen, you hear how popular I am.
Okay.
I'm from the Young America Club, Baron, and last month we sent your sponsors a letter with a special request.
Yeah, and did you get your request?
No, sir. You're still on the air.
Oh. My father says when the Baron broadcasts, he's like a doctor at an operation.
And why am I like a doctor at an operation? Because I make people feel better?
No, because you use the ether to put them to sleep.
Oh!
Come here, Baron. Come here now, Baron. Baron, let go of that little boy's ear.
Hey, Baron, you have any new ideas for the Young Inventors Club, huh?
Yeah, I show you how to make a cigarette lighter in 2 seconds.
Oh, boy. I'll make one for my father. How do you do it, huh?
Well, now just buy a package of Frawley and take one cigarette out. That's all.
That's all?
Yeah.
You told the little boy you'd show him how to make a cigarette lighter.
Yeah, well, if you...
Well?
If he takes one rolly out of a package.
Yeah?
Wouldn't that make it a cigarette lighter?
Oh, I see. You have to explain that a little bit.
Personally, I think you're a faker. But my ingrate of a husband deserted me a year ago. You think he'll come back?
I don't see why he should.
What? Why, you, I won't even ride in the same car with you.
Oh, boy, did she get red hot and blow out of here fast, huh?
Yeah, just like that musical comedy.
Musical comedy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
She got red hot and blue.
Red hot and blue, yeah. Well, come on, Baron, 72nd Street. This is our station.
Is this the station?
Yes, this is it.
Say, you know something, Charlie?
What?
This subway is a wonderful thing.
It certainly is.
How is it run?
How's it by electricity?
Yeah?
Oh, and incidentally, I'm a natural-born electrician. Did you know that?
No.
Well, just last week, I was calling on a beautiful girl when suddenly every light in the house went out.
What?
Yes, I ran down the cellar, fixed the fuse, and in 30 seconds, the lights were on again.
When the lights went out, you were in the dark with this beautiful girl.
And a beauty, too.
And you ran down and fixed the fuse?
Yes, yes.
Charlie, you are no electrician.
I'm no electrician. Then what am I? Well, come on, tell me.
You're a darn fool.
I'm a darn
fool.
See the battery grand tube, all the places of interest, see New York.
Come on, take a trip, see New York. You take a trip, see New York. If you're here to see the city in a sightseeing bus, you'll be sitting pretty.
Okay, fellas, come on, show me around. I'm here to see Manhattan sound.
Okay, lady, find a seat. Here we go to the drummer's beat. Now, ladies,
Look to your right if you wish. The aquarium has your favorite fish.
Oh, keep your fish. They're not for me. Show me nightlife and gaiety.
Perhaps you like the Great White Way. Here's where the big-time movies play.
Our fish and movies haven't got a thing. Tell me about that street of swing.
The street of swing. The street of swing. Every magazine
gives attention.
Every magazine
gives a mention
to a street that's really quite the thing. Once you visit there,
you'll adore it.
Once you visit there,
you'll be for it.
Just you listen to our story about the street of swing. It was just a normal street till it got that off-time beat.
Now it's a place where the swing cats meet.
52nd Street. It's an endless ho-ho-ho where the tar and trumpets blow.
It's quite the place when you're feeling low.
52nd Street. Debutantes who like the rhythm rocking make it their rendezvous. Oh, the swing is absolutely shocking.
Their mamas ain't blue, cause the mamas swing too.
It's a world that's set apart. It's where swinging got its start.
Looks like the beat of a swinging heart.
2 blocks from 50.
You'll find the nifty
52nd Street.
Listen to the swing harmonics coming from that well-known onyx. If for swing you find you're ready, you should meet Leon and Eddie. Travel to the Cali Ante when they swing the rumba, they swing it plenty. Now, if for swing you find your ailing, to the yacht club we'll go sailing. But since they closed the famous door, that famous door won't swing no more. The money seat of the nation. But 52nd Street means single patient.
It's a world that's set apart. It's where swinging got its start.
It's like the beat of a swinging heart.
12 bucks 40.
You'll find the naughty 10,
20, 30, 40, 50.
And now Charlie and the Baron are just getting out of the elevator in Boris's apartment house.
Charlie, I'm afraid to go in.
You're afraid to go in?
You know something? That red-headed wife of mine is here tonight.
You say your wife? She's a redhead?
Redhead?
Yeah.
Oh, her hair is so red, she uses a lipstick for an eyebrow pencil.
Oh, boy. I'll bet she's got a fiery temper, huh?
Charlie, it's terrible.
It is, huh?
And she's so shellish that if she thinks that I've even thought of another woman today, she'll help me with the housework.
She'll help you with the housework?
Yeah.
You mean she'll wash the dishes with you? She'll dust the furniture with you?
No.
No?
She'll mop up the floor with me.
Mop up the floor with you. Well, maybe you don't give her enough affection. Now, look at the man next door to you with that pretty little blonde wife. He's always taking her in his arms and kissing her.
Yeah?
Now, why don't you do that?
Well, I don't know well enough.
Don't you? Well, come on, let's go in. Push the button.
Aha! Welcome to the housewarming, gentlemen. Take a check and pass inside.
Take a check for us? What for?
My wife will punch what you eat. You can pay on the way out.
Is this a party or a cafeteria? Huh?
Well, they're all here. Look at them. There's Edith Wright, Morton Bowe, Bud Collier, Tommy Dorsey, and all the boys. You see them?
Well, Charlie.
What?
Where do you meet Boris's wife?
Boris's wife?
They fight so much, he calls her Ochitonia.
Ochitonia? Yeah. Why?
She's always got black eyes.
Oh, hello, boy.
Oh, hello, boy.
Oh, Ochitonia. Ochitonia.
Yes, Bartley. Mrs. Munchausen and I are cooking the boss. So good evening, Baron.
And this is Charlie. You know who Charlie is?
Who doesn't? He's a first class A number 100% stooge.
Stooge? Oh, well, tell me this. Did you enjoy the show last week?
Oh, never have I enjoyed it so much. When Robert Taylor took Gene Harlow in his arms.
Wait.
I didn't have Robert Dale and Fiend Harlow on my broadcast that night.
I know. That's why I went to the movies.
By golly, Charlie, I wouldn't mind having Fiend Harlow in my arm.
I bet you wouldn't, too.
Yes, sir. What a cute little armful that Fiend Harlow would make.
Not Miss Baron, the wife. The wife.
No. Not while Fiend Harlow's around.
Behind you, Baron. Behind you.
Why don't...
Oh, she's standing in the kitchen door.
Oh, stop acting so foolish, Charlie. My wife is all right in the evening. But you should see her in the morning.
Mm.
Oh, what a put. It's just too bad.
Yeah, it's going to be too bad in a minute.
It's going to be too bad right now.
The wife.
Yes, the wife.
Yes, just take the holiday. Mm-hmm. I know, darling. I know you were standing behind me all the time. Isn't that funny?
Oh, you
did. Yes. Uh-huh. I was just talking because I knew you was listening to what I was talking.
Uh-huh.
While you was listening to what I was talking. Mm-hmm. Ain't it?
Mm-hmm. So, they should see me in the morning, huh? And you drop me married to Fiend Harlow, would you?
Oh, listen, Mama, darling, I was only joking. I tell everyone how lucky I am to have you. Well, ask anybody here.
Sure, a toast to the Baron, that lucky man with a beautiful wife and a lovely grown daughter.
Forrest, are you crazy? I have no daughter.
No?
No.
Then who is that blonde who always calls your daddy?
Oh. Baron, I would like to see you in the kitchen just a moment, please.
The mopping up is about to commence.
Oh, now, wait. Hold on. Boris is all mixed up. Just ask Tommy Dorsey here.
Well, personally, I think you're very lucky, Mrs. Munchausen, having a husband who's on the radio and teaches school on the side.
Tommy, what's the matter? I don't teach school.
No?
No.
Then what did you mean you were giving all those girls black and blue marks?
Yeah.
Baron, darling, in the kitchen.
Listen, Mama, darling, he made that up. Ask Edith Wright.
Hmm? Yes, from what the Baron told me, he's very domestic, raising his own poultry and things.
Yeah.
Getting many eggs these days, Baron?
Eggs? From what?
Why, you told me the only thing that was keeping your waistline down was chasing the chickens.
Yeah.
Baron?
Yeah, listen, darling. There's Morton Boo. Morton, darling, tell her the truth, huh?
Well, he certainly raves about your cooking, Mrs. Munchausen. And why shouldn't he? You certainly cook things I never heard of before.
Things you never heard of, Morton?
Yeah. He told us that for dinner last night he had a blind date that turned out to be a sweet cookie.
Oh!
It's a plot.
What's the use of beating around the bush? I say the Baron's a flirt, and if I'm lying, may Charlie drop dead.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Just a minute. To prove that the Baron loves his wife, I've got to drop dead?
Charlie, for my sake.
What do you mean for your sake?
Just this one.
Oh, stop.
The golden voice of our singing star, Morton Bow, singing Thine Alone.
Tell me, why is there a doubt within thy heart, my own? Tell me why. Why, but fear the time will come when we must part. Alas, I should die. Evermore, by day, by night, I'll dream of thee, my darling. My heart is but thine alone.
thine eyes look fondly into mine. For thy love beareth a spell all too wondrous to tell. 'Tis a rapture that's all
The housewarming is a great success, and as a grand climax, the Baron is about to stage his histrionic masterpiece, Anthony and Cleopatra, with the assistance of the Munchausen Drama Guild.
Now, here are your parts. I'm Mark Anthony. Miss Kay Renwick is Cleopatra.
Oh, swell.
Roberto Bernardo is Julius Caesar.
Okay, here's a sample.
Wait, and Boris, you take care of the sound effects.
Give me the sample.
Wait,
I'll give you the sample.
What was that?
That's the horse on the
mule. Well, what do I play?
Well, Charlie, you know the poison snake that killed Cleo at the finish?
Now, listen, Baron, I've stood for a lot on this program, but I play no snake.
Oh.
I play no part that isn't intelligent.
But this is a bookkeeping snake.
What do you mean, a bookkeeping snake?
It's an adder.
It's an adder. Oh, yeah, a bookkeeping
adder. Yeah, that's an adder.
The scene opens in Cleopatra's palace. It's night and the sky is blue.
One of the blue, one of the night, is the gold of the day.
No, Morton. You can't do that imitation here. This is in the B.C. period.
The B.C. period? What do you mean?
Before Crosby.
Read now.
The Roman army are in their tents.
Tending tonight, on
the
old campground.
The flap of a tent opens and Mark Antony, the noblest Roman of them all, steals through the gloaming.
That's me. Here I come, the noblest Roman.
And you steal through the gloaming?
Yeah.
I never heard of that before.
No?
No.
You never heard of a Roman in the gloaming?
Oh, yeah. Roman in the gloaming. That's right.
All right, Tommy, the national anthem of Egypt.
Control yourself, Baron. That's ridiculous. They didn't have that music in ancient Egypt.
No?
No.
Was you there, Charlie? Was you there?
Was I there?
Yes.
You know perfectly well I was.
And then get there.
All right. You're in the palace. You meet Cleopatra. So what happened?
Don't rush me, Charlie.
All right.
Wait till you hear this girl who plays Cleo. What warmth. What fire.
Oh, well, for land's sake, is that you, Mark? He got me all a twitcher.
Oh, that's some hot Cleopatra, all right.
That's some clear, ain't it?
Yeah, I should say
that. But see how bashful she is? Look how she drops her eyes.
What was that? What was that?
Her eyes are heavy tonight. Boris.
What?
What was that?
Can I help it if she had a glass eye?
Sit down, Mark.
What did you say, Cleo?
Sit down.
May I sit on your right hand?
Oh, now I have to eat with that. You better take a chair. Oh, there's Julius Caesar. Oh, Julius.
Hello, kid. Where have you been always keeping yourself? You look nice tonight.
Here now, you take your hands off of me. What's you grabbing me for?
What is it? What's Julius grabbing her for?
That's for the people who want to see... Julius
Caesar.
Ouch.
What?
I said ouch.
Did I step on your foot?
No, my intelligence.
Oh, such a small thing to talk about.
Oh, we'll let it go. Skip.
Go ahead, yeah. Cleo, my love, will you marry me?
Oh, Mark, this is so seldom.
The bugle call.
Oh, some bugle.
That's the bugle call, and I must hasten to the ward.
Oh, if you leave me, I'll throw myself to the lion.
No, Boris. Boris.
What?
Lions, not ducks.
Who am I, Lubitsch?
Did he call me a name? What did he say? Huh? What did he say?
No. Well, we are all out of lions. It's ducks or nothing, so it's ducks.
Oh, Anthony, you're breaking my heart.
I too am torn with grief.
How was that for grief?
Ripping.
Oh, but thou shalt not leave me thus. I will press the Persian adder to my chest.
All right, Charlie. Bite her.
Oh, no. I never put the bite on a girl. But just consider yourself stung.
Ouch! Farewell, Anthony. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy, do I swear. Mighty high.
Oh, but Anthony, I have a confession to make. I'm not dying from snake bites.
I'm dying from scarlet fever. Boy, order me a harp.
One harp coming up.
Scarlet fever. Mia. Babe, you get it.
I just got in the garden. His whole family has it.
His whole family has it?
Mm. Does his sister has it too? Yes. Why?
Boy!
Yes, sir.
Boy! Make that too hot, will you?
Tommy Dorsey and the boys, swing that music. The three esquires will sing. A cable just arrived from the Fiji Islands. It says, managed to get your program for the first time on my new crystal set. What's this about premium? Signed, King Buju. Say, boy.
Yes, sir?
Take the cable.
Yes, sir.
King Buju, Fiji Islands.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What's that?
Oh, just counting words, sir.
Oh. Well, this is the message. Every pack of Raleigh and Cool cigarettes has a coupon good for your choice of handsome, practical premium.
122.
For example, you can get playing cards, a suede bridge table cover, a cigarette box, Canterbury silk hosiery.
46. You paying for this yourself, sir?
Uh-huh. Save for a highball table, a poker set, a beautiful traveling case, and many more premiums of value.
Well, that's 79 words, running a little long, sir.
Yes, I know. Let's see, where was I? Oh, yes. Try a pack of Raleigh. They have a superior flavor, yet they cost no more than ordinary cigarettes. Raleigh's come with plain ends or cork tips.
116. This is a cable you're writing, sir, not a novel.
Or if you prefer a mild menthol cigarette, smoke Cool. They're soothing and refreshing to your throat. Stop. How much is that for?
Just a minute, sir. 133 words. $2.50 a word?
Never mind figuring. Just curious, that's all. Here's a quarter.
But, sir...
That's your tip. Forget the cable. If King Buju's crystal set is still working, he heard what I said. Thank you. Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bowe, Tommy Dorsey, and his orchestra. This is Paul Stewart speaking.